Mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A couple of months ago, we talked to Greg Beck. He's the creator of a counterintuitive photo app called The White Album, which basically turned your smartphone into a disposable camera. So here he is explaining how the app works.
It's really, really simple. So you get it on your phone, and you take a roll, essentially, of 24 photos. And when you're done shooting, you just order them, and you don't have to think about it again, and it just gets sent to your door, these physical photos printed on really premium paper in a nice package.
But I don't get to look at the photographs after I've taken them.
That is the big twist. Yeah, so when you take the photos, we sort of encourage you to just be in the moment a little bit, and so you don't get to reflect on the photos immediately. There's no instant gratification. You can't edit them or post them to a social network, or even delete them. You just take them and then move on, and then you get to relive these moments when they're in your hands as printed photos.
Greg said he came up with the idea for his app when he was on a trip to Korea. He was snapping hundreds of photos on his phone, and at some point he realized that the likelihood that he would actually print any of them out was pretty slim. They simply didn't have that individual value that they would if he had a limited number of shots, the way we used to before digital cameras and smartphones. It was on that same trip that he sat down with a Korean family as they went through an old photo album.
And oddly enough, when we're going through some of these old photos, be they a week old or a year old or 10 years old, some of those quirkier ones or blurry ones, just because they're not perfect or professional quality that'll be showing in a gallery somewhere, there's still something really special about that, knowing that you took it, you were there with that person, and it's okay that they blinked.
Greg wanted to see if a smartphone app could recreate that anticipation of picking up your photos at the pharmacy or passing around boxes of old family photos. So our producer, Logan Shannon, downloaded the White Album app. And at the same time, producer Taylor Quimby shot a roll of film on an old-school disposable camera. Well, the prints are in, so the Word of Mouth crew gathered in the studio to see how they came out.
Well, why don't we look at the White Album pictures first?
And okay.
That's those ones.
All right, those are the ones that...
Oh.
And a box. And an album.
Very nice packaging.
The anticipation is over. Enjoy your photos.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, yeah, Taylor's
they feel nice. The paper feels kind of...
Oh, cool. It's kind of like a Polaroid.
Oh, there's Virginia.
Oh, no, is it? I have to see that.
That's actually a great picture.
Yeah. These are nice. They are like Polaroids. They have a thick lower frame.
Yeah, I
skipped ahead.
What? So you could see yourself?
Yes.
That is so like, right? That's what I used to do. Maureen and I were just talking about that. We'd flip through to see pictures of ourselves.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a sign of how long it took you to finish out this role.
Yeah,
is that
all
I still have my
back.
Goatee in that picture. I shaved that off like a month and a half ago.
Wow. How long has it been?
So the first photo was on February 10th, and the last photo I took was March 17th.
Logan, yeah. What took you so long?
Yeah, so part of it was sometimes I would forget that it was there. But then often when I would, oh, right, I need to take a picture using this app, I would open the app and I would feel a little like, oh, this is a special picture. Mm-hmm. This isn't a regular picture that I'm taking. And I'll admit that in some cases with these pictures, I would take a picture with my camera.
Oh, a rehearsal.
Oh, that's cheating.
Rehearsal. It is cheating, and I did it.
But that's there would be other times where probably, you know, you'd be like, oh, I want to take a picture of this, but I want to be able to see it, and I want to take multiple pictures. I want to make sure they're good, so I'll use my phone like a normal camera, and then now I'll take the one off with my disposable camera app.
Right.
So, which is interesting, because one matters and one doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, sort of one you just toss off, and then the other you actually think through.
I have to say, I was expecting them to be more disastrous. I mean, there's definitely some that are better than others, but I was expecting it to feel more like it does when you get a disposable camera back and you're like, oh my, why did I take a picture of that?
No, those were really cool.
Yeah,
nice.
It looks like you thought them through.
Well, I did. I think I was super self-conscious about it in the sense that I really wanted them to be good because I knew that we would all be sitting in here. I really felt like I was back at art school and people were going to be critiquing me, so I needed to be on my game.
See, now this is funny because I had the opposite reaction. So we basically, at the same time that Logan was taking the pictures with the White Album, we ended up getting an actual disposable camera, and that was for the most part in my possession. And I was deliberately taking almost bad pictures. I would like take pictures at points where nobody was paying attention. You know, I just sort of like whipped out the camera and took pictures whenever. So I think we're going to see some more of the classic.
Oh, are there those ones that like where your fingers like obscuring half of the photo?
Actually, Taylor, you just pulled this all out. You get negatives. You don't get negatives.
Oh, actually, no, these aren't negatives. They don't give you negatives anymore. It's a CD.
Oh, they give you the CD.
Also, I had to take this to CBS. They had to mail it to, I think, North Carolina. It took 2 weeks. It was $18. So it was the same price, basically, except I had to go to CBS and then pick them up 2 weeks later.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so to be honest, Finn took some of these pictures.
And Finn is?
Finn is my 3-year-old son.
It's so funny. The lighting is so harsh with the old school disposable camera.
They're awful. I mean, that's the thing. It's like the reason I think that you just point and click is because you know they're going to be bad pictures.
Oh, my gosh. And they're so grainy.
Yeah.
There's something way more nostalgic about, even though the quality is so much worse, with the Taylor's disposable camera that feels more old school. Yeah.
Well, that's because they look bad. They're bad photos. You don't see bad photos anymore.
I know,
but I don't know if it's a fair comparison because he just tossed them off and Logan really thought about them and really composed them.
Yeah, but look at this. Like, you would never see this on an iPhone because an iPhone...
Right, that's a terrible...
You know, this is like
a terrible, grainy... This one is shot inside of the studio, so it's actually dark.
I mean, how often... With your iPhone, like, how often do you actually use a flash?
Never.
Never.
I avoid it.
And with a disposable camera, you have to use the flash every time because if you don't use a flash, it's totally dark.
I can't believe you spent $18 on these.
Oh, well, I'm going to write that off.
Look at the color of the walls in our office. That's so weird. It just is really... It's a greenish cast on everything.
So I guess the question now is it worth it? You know, I mean, is it really worth it either to use the White Album on your iPhone or to still pick up disposable camera, you know, and actually send your film away? Is it worth it these days?
I think the White Album is interesting. And I think, you know, I'm a sucker for packaging, for one thing. The packaging is beautiful. The presentation is beautiful. And the mood is different. And I think it is because we have a reference for the disposable camera. As you were saying, you know, it's just that kind of thing you pick up and shoot. But these are more considered more like an old school... What is it, 110 camera or, you know?
I don't know. It's hard. The thing for me is that you can't go back. So it's like, you know, you use this on your phone. You have the White Album. It's cool. But like you said, Logan, you were also just using the normal camera function on your phone to take pictures at the same time. So it's like we like to pretend that we can go back to a time when things were simpler and photos were physical. But at the same time, like, you can't actually go back in time.
And I think if you go back truly nostalgic to this old school, you know, disposable camera... Looking at the quality of these, it doesn't bring me back in a good way. I wouldn't want to go back to these. It reminded me of like, oh, yeah, that was so annoying when you used to get a disposable camera or a camera when you were in high school and take photos and like only a third of them were good.
Right. It was never worth it. And I think from my perspective, you know, having recently cleaned out my mother's and father's house and getting these old photographs that have this sense of preciousness. You know, they contain something that's so precious. And it is because, sort of like you were saying, Taylor, you're not, you know, we can't go back in time and capture that sense of preciousness. And, you know, why pretend? But I actually wondered if looking at these piles of photos, like we have the White Album photos all nicely stacked and fanned. We've just thrown all of the disposable photos like in the middle of the table, like a pile of rot or something like that, because they don't. There's something about meaning.
We should put these all in a time capsule and look at them again.
And I'll be like, nope, they're still
a lousy photo.